Hi, Newstalk's Ciara Kelly here. Summer always feels like a fresh start, and for a lot of us, that fresh start begins at home. Ideas start bubbling away. Maybe it's a new bathroom, a new kitchen, or a bigger renovation. But this is the moment when it all really starts to take shape. If you're thinking ahead, Tile Style is the place to begin. Tile Style has an incredible range of tiles, flooring, and finishes, and they make the planning side far easier too. Their team can help you visualize your space with customized virtual designs for kitchens and bathrooms so you can feel confident about your choices long before any work begins. And it's a great time to start planning because the Tile Style Summer Sale is now on with 40% off all tiles in stock and incredible reductions on wood flooring, bathrooms and fitted kitchens too. It's a brilliant opportunity to get inspired, make decisions early and take advantage of real savings while you're at it.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Here's a question you may or may not have asked yourself. If you wanted to master the hula hoop, what would be the best body shape to have? Olivia Pomerenk, a PhD candidate at New York University, has asked this question and answered it too. Olivia, good afternoon.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me.
When you put a hula hoop on and people rotate, what keeps it from just falling down?
Yeah, so it turns out first of all, it seems like this question should have been answered by now. But it turns out that it actually hasn't, and it requires some pretty complex math to kind of understand how the hula hoop actually levitates. And it turns out that the answer, put quite simply, basically has to do with your body type and how fast you launch the hoop. And so basically what you need is three things. First, you need to throw the hoop sufficiently fast at the start. Second, you need your body to be sufficiently sloped. And third, you need your body to be sufficiently curved. So what that means is that you kind of need an hourglass-type body shape to keep the hoop up.
Okay, and when you say you need to have your body sufficiently hooped, does that mean you need to be leaning forward when you start the process?
No. So when you throw the hoop around yourself, think of when you start hula hooping and you need to kind of toss it, right, to kind of get it started. Right before you start swiveling your hips, that initial throw of the hoop needs to be kind of fast enough, whatever that means.
Okay. All right. I thought you said that your body needs to be stooped at that point as well. The second element.
Yes. So your body needs to be sufficiently sloped and curved.
Right. Okay.
So Yeah.
So when you say sloped and curved, you're leaning forward or what are you doing?
So I mean kind of like how a body can be sort of hourglass shaped. So like a narrow waist and then wider hips. That kind of profile of your body has slope and it also has curvature.
Right.
As opposed to, say, if your body was shaped like a cylinder, that has no slope, right, and no curvature. And so that if you somehow were born a perfect cylinder, you would probably not be able to hula hoop successfully.
Okay, but if you're born kind of long and skinny, the chances are you won't be able to hula hoop.
So it turns out you actually just need almost any amount of slope and curvature is all right. What you need to do to compensate, though, if you're long and skinny and don't have a lot of either of those things, is that you need to do what's called gyrating your hips
Yes.
really, really fast in order to compensate.
Okay, but I imagine the skinnier you are, the more gyrating you have to do. Is there a danger you could put your hip out at some point?
It actually turns out, interestingly enough, so if you're the same amount of sloped and curved, but just have a really, really tiny waist, that actually helps you in terms of hooping. You want to be small relative to the size of the hoop. So actually, if you have a tiny person and they're hula hooping an enormous hula hoop, they will actually be more successful.
Okay. But if they have a big old pair of hips there on just underneath the waist, then you're rocking then with the hula hoop.
Then you're really cooking, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And was this the main subject of your PhD?
This is not, no. It's a slight diversion. I do fluid mechanics research,
right.
And this is more solid mechanics. So it's kind of in the same wheelhouse. I'm an applied mathematician, but it is a little bit different from my other research.
Okay, and to research this, I have a vision that you were lining up people with all sorts of body shapes and saying, go on there, see what you can do. Is that how you went about it?
So, honestly, somewhat close. We actually performed experiments using small 3D printed kind of quote-unquote bodies. So about the size of your hand, we would 3D print a cylindrical body shape, a cone-shaped body, and also kind of an hourglass-shaped body. And so we would run, these are kind of small scale, again, think about on the scale of your hand, experiments, kind of gyrating these 3D printed shapes vigorously around and throwing plastic hoops around them.
Okay.
And it turns out that indeed, yeah, some of these body shapes permit stable hooping and others just don't.
Just don't do it, really. And so these small 3D printed body shapes, were people holding them and shaking them around, or did you have some sort of machine for doing this?
The latter. So they're kind of mounted on an axle that runs through them, kind of head to toe, as it were. And then that axle is sort of itself connected to like a rotating spinning device thing so that it sort of gyrates in place.
Right.
It's hard to describe in words.
Okay, no, you described it very well. And in terms of a real world application, Olivia, were you looking at these things and after a period of time you thought, and I'm not going to ask you what your body shape is, but like, did you think, oh, wow, I can really improve my hula hooping if I do something?
Yeah. So there's a bunch of different things you can kind of do. Barring changing one's body shape, which imaginably would take a long time.
Mm.
But things like twirling your hips more vigorously are useful. Things like having a larger hoop radius, that's also useful. So kind of things of that ilk.
Okay. So the bigger the hoop, sort of the easier the hooling.
That's right.
Okay.
And as for you asked about applications, we think it's hard to imagine sort of a very direct application, you know, in maybe kind of more pressing science than hula hooping. But given that we've landed on this sort of mechanism for kind of levitation and positioning without gripping, we imagine that this actually might be useful in kind of a myriad of other robotic applications.
Indeed. Olivia, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Olivia Pomerank there. From New York University, and you heard it from Olivia, the key is always to have a big hoop.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.